This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Let's talk about maintenance investments in preparation for the coming financial collapse. Now, I know maintenance investments sounds like an odd kind of phrase, but hear me out on this. One of the best places that you can put money right now is in maintenance of all the things that you depend on, which can even include your own teeth. If you need some dental procedures, right now is a great time to get it all done because you don't want to have cavities that aren't treated and things like that in the middle of an economic collapse. So, I mean, that's maintenance, you know, health maintenance. But also, think about your car maintenance. Do you need new tires? Do you need an oil change? Anything like that? It's going to be more difficult to get down the road, a lot more difficult than it will be to get that done today. Same thing with your house. You need to put a new roof on your house? Huh? You need some paint, some new siding, something like that? This is the time to get it done. You know, many people ask me when it comes to finances, they ask, well, you know, should I go into debt to buy gear? Should I take money out of stocks and put it into treasuries? You know, should I have cash under the mattress? What should I do? And of course, it's a complex answer for each person's individual scenario. But one of the universal answers is get all the maintenance taken care of on everything that you need to survive. It could include maintenance on appliances in your home. Do you need a new washing machine? Going to be much harder to get one later on after the financial collapse. Maybe impossible because most of those are made in Korea. Who knows if we're going to get anything from Korea for a long time, right? What about, do you own a bicycle, by the way? I strongly recommend owning a bicycle, including one of those four-wheel bicycles, like a pedal-powered ATV, those kinds of things. Sometimes they're called human-powered vehicles, or I think Rhodes Car, R-H-O-D-E-S, was one of the brands that I've seen over the years, Rhodes Car, where you can sit in it like a regular chair, basically, or like a recumbent seat, and then you could pedal. And some of these you can sit side by side with another person. You could pedal your way around. They've got four wheels. It's important to have a human-powered vehicle because we don't even know, depending on the severity of this coming collapse, we don't know if fuel is going to be available. We don't know if vehicles are going to be able to function. Can you get parts? What about an EMP attack, you know, that takes out the circuit boards? All these questions. If you've got a human-powered bicycle, which I guess is redundant, they're all human-powered, but maybe like a four-wheeler bicycle or something like that, or a trike, those are really a great choice. It's also good exercise, of course, but it's really going to be a necessity, I think, to get around after the collapse. So think about human-powered vehicles, but also think about maintenance of everything else in your life, from appliances and even, you know, pet health and all these other things. I personally think it's really important. And don't forget about firearms maintenance. You're going to need those firearms probably when the zombies come, unless you have a flamethrower, which, by the way, is legal everywhere. I would have purchased a flamethrower already, except my sense is that they're dangerous to use. Like you could set yourself on fire or something if the pressure tank exploded. I don't know. I don't want to strap a bunch of napalm to my back and then have a giant torch in front of me. I don't know. Maybe I'm afraid of being burned alive or something. Something doesn't sound right about that. So I don't own a flamethrower. Rifles are fine. I don't care. Those seem really safe to me. I've used them and trained with them for so many years. Never had any kind of a safety problem. But, you know, rifles, they don't shoot streams of napalm, which is basically what flamethrowers shoot. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. Just keep all your maintenance in mind, okay? Because things are going to get dicey. And it's even questionable whether the banking system is going to work well. How are you going to engage in transactions? How are you going to get cash out? Maybe the cash is worthless. Maybe the dollar goes to zero. What then? Huh? How are you going to pay somebody to do any maintenance? You don't want to have stuff break down in the middle of a societal breakdown. I've got a new downloadable audiobook coming out. I've mentioned it a couple times already. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. And you can download it for free once it's released, which is coming up here in about 2 weeks or less. And it is Wow, it's a very detailed guide on all the gear that you need, including firearms and chest rigs and night vision and all that. And you can sign up to get that for free. Just join the Natural News email newsletter at the top right-hand corner of the naturalnews.com website. You'll find it right there. By the way, I should mention, I think I'm going to do more video gear reviews, just like tabletop reviews, show you some of the firearms that I have, some of the setups that I've put together. I know I'm going to have photos of these setups for the guide, the Global Reset Survival Guide, I'm going to put pictures in there. But I think I'll do videos just because I think you might find it valuable to see exactly how I've set things up. You know, what's my night vision rifle look like? What does my daytime rifle look like? What does my car gun look like? What kind of holster do I use for day-to-day concealed carry? What's my backup gun? You know, what kind of ammo do I use? What kind of ballistic system do I use for long-range shooting? Red dot sights, everything. I think that'd be worthwhile. So I'll probably put that together soon. I could find a spare minute, you know. And lastly, just to wrap up this short podcast, let me mention this. I happen to know there's going to come a day that we are all offline. The internet will not function. Maybe you'll be able to get to certain approved websites like Google News or, you know, the U.S. government official propaganda page or whatever. I'm sure the WHO will always have a website that tells you contradictory things about the latest plague. But the rest of the internet will probably go down and stay down. There's going to come a day where you can't get my podcast. You can't get stories on naturalnews.com. You can't get videos on brighteon.com. There's a day coming, no doubt in my mind, that much of human civilization goes down and probably goes down hard and stays down. I don't know how far away that day is, but I do understand that we are living in very temporary times. We are living in, on the edge of a non-sustainable system just hanging over the cliff, and the cliff edge is about to break off. It's going to get bad, folks. And the reason I mention this is because if you want to hear all my podcasts, let's say, or somebody else's podcast, if you want to read articles from a certain website like survivalblog.com would be a good choice, James Rawls' website. In fact, they've got a whole archive. You should freaking print that stuff out now. You should go page to page and print it out, or buy physical books that have compilations of survival and homesteading type of information. I mean, I've bought books on firearms assembly and disassembly. These are big, thick, like yellow pages, you know, phone book thickness books. And they're basically reference guides for how to do, you know, firearms repair or maintenance. And I've bought those, actually more than one copy of those. I've got big physical books on bullet ballistics. One of them is like 800 pages or something. It's got the ballistics data for every bullet in existence. You know how much that book is going to be worth in the middle of a collapse where you need long-range rifle accuracy and no one can get anything online anymore and all your iPhone apps don't work anymore and your Android is down and there's no internet anyway? You know what the value of those reference books is going to be? It's going to be priceless. You should go online and print everything that you want to be able to read, and you should record everything, or, you know, screen capture everything. Rip all the videos that you want to watch, you know? Do that now while you can, because a day is coming that you won't be able to reach me or anybody else online. Until then, absorb all the information you can. Things are about to get crazy. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, brighteon.com.